Pentucket girls basketball coach John McNamara is joining us here on the line. And John, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Oh, this is great. I love talking basketball with you, Bill. So this is a treat for me.
Well, you know, John, I can't believe that. I bet there's been a lot of time since the last time we talked in between our conversations, if you will, with me taking some time off and pandemic and who knows whatever. But John, you guys are right back at it again. You guys are 17-4 on the season, coming off a big win in your division, if you will, at the Spartan Classic over at St. Mary's yesterday. So I guess let's go right back to the game yesterday. Just give us a note or two on that, and then I'd like to hear more about this year's edition of the Pentucket Panthers now, right? So, John, tell us about the game yesterday.
Sure. We played Newton South in the finals of our bracket, a D1 school that's in the top, I think, 16, maybe around that in D1 ratings. Good team. They have a very good point guard and one of the better shooters that I've seen this year. So we had a really good defensive effort and did enough on the offensive end. And I think we ended up winning by 14. It was a little closer than that through most of the game. But good effort. We've strung three games in a row together now that we've played very well. So hopefully it's a good sign for the tournament.
So tell me, let me before I talk more about your team, let's focus in on postseason. So where are you then on the power rankings, and how does that play out? How do you think the opening part of the playoffs will be playing out for Pentucket next week?
So it's still a little bit up in the air. It's hard to calculate the power rankings because of opponents' values. Kind of a recursive type setup where, if we play a team, we get their opponent's ranking as part of our total ranking, but whoever they played kind of cascades. So if this team's still playing, their ranking can change dynamically. So it's really hard. We're around the 8 or 9 right now in D2. So we'll get at least a first round home game. And then if we get to the 8, we'll get a second round home game. So that's what we're hoping for.
Exactly. So that's the cutoff. That's the thing to be looking at for you guys. And absolutely. And as I understand it, the last power rankings came out yesterday, and that means that only the committee will have the last power rankings. I guess maybe you'll get them, but who knows? But that,
right.
That'll be it. But it'll actually all be done mathematically, which is
It's a formula. You don't get credit for wins; you get credit for margin of victory, and then that's half your rating, and then the other half is your opponent's ranking. And we're in a D3 league, really. Pentucket petitioned to move up to D2 for a couple years, so our ranking is hard to compete with some of the bigger, stronger leagues that have just a higher power ranking in general. So that's hurt us a little bit, but we're hanging in there with being in the top 8 or 9. That's not too bad for us.
Right, but you go out and schedule non-league opponents, which actually some of those numbers could be rippling in, as you mentioned, helping you of late, a late surge, if you will, on election night here.
Right.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I hope when we wake up tomorrow morning, we've moved up in the rankings.
Exactly. John, tell me about this year's team. Tell me about your key players and just give me some names and roles on Pentucket girls basketball.
Sure. We have four seniors, and they're all captains. We have Abby Doobie, who was player of the year in the Cape Ann League last year. She returned. She's had a really solid year. Alyssa Thompson has come on and had a great year for us. She went from being more of an offensive player to being one of our better defensive players. Our other two senior captains are Audrey Conover and Bethany Cloutier. They're both three-sport athletes and really have contributed this year. And then we have some underclassmen that are playing really well. Ava DeBurro and Gabby Balakwa are juniors who start for us and, just well-rounded players. So we're vertically challenged. We have nobody really over 5'8 this year. So that's given us some tough matchups with some of the teams, such as like Bishop Fenwick, or when we played Andover in the Christmas tournament, they go 6'3", 6', 6'. And then a 5'10 kid starting. So it's been a challenge, but we're scrappy and tough and try to grind out wins against some of these better teams.
Well, as I look back on your teams, John, you've always been quick, fast, but I think you have had a little more size than you've had now, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, this is probably the shortest team we've had.
Yeah, well, even when Andover is bringing 6'3 girls, that'd be hard for you to compete against too, actually, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was that was a challenge when we played them back in December.
All right, so the the other thing here is the type of team. So you've kind of told us about that. So who is getting the most points, or who are your point leaders?
Junior Gabby Balak was around 12. We're pretty balanced, actually. She's around 12. Abby Doobie's close to like 11, a little over 11. And Alyssa Thompson's around 10. And then we have maybe three or four kids at like 6 points. So we're typically pretty balanced. We don't like rely on one kid to go out and score a bunch of points for us.
Tell me about your schedule too, John, in the sense that I know one of the teams that you played earlier this year, you played Bishop Fenwick, a very tough team from the Catholic Central League. But what are some of the other tough opponents that you've played this year?
Well, we played in the Commonwealth Classic during Christmas break, which is an all D1 tournament except for us. So we played Andover, Westford, and Methuen, all really good programs. We played those three teams in 4 days, so that was tough. We've played Newburyport twice, who's in the top five, and D2, you know, they're another big team with about three or four six-footers. We've played Cathedral, who's, I think, is one of the top five teams in the state. They're in D4 for some reason, but they're number one in D4 in the rankings. And then this weekend, we've played Boreca, an MVC tough team, and then Newton South yesterday. So we've try to go out and schedule a tough non-league to help us prepare for the tournament.
John, I really don't have a lot more questions, but I do want to ask you about you guys are now in the new high school, so a new gymnasium. You know, what is that like? That must be kind of a neat to get the all new athletic facilities as well as the academic piece as well. But how has that played out?
Yeah, the school is beautiful. To be honest, though, it took us a little while to get it to feel like home. You know, we had that old gym that we loved, and it was a huge home court advantage. So being in a bigger gym and a bigger environment, it wasn't to really, I would say, the last game of the year, a home game against Newburyport, where we packed the place and had a pep band, and it was a really big game for us. Went into overtime, and we pulled out a win. After that game, we all looked at each other and said, now we have a home. We're back. Because, you know, it took us a little while to get comfortable. It's a beautiful gym, but, you know, it's like moving into a new house. It takes a little time before you feel like it's really home.
Yeah, it's like when
we're there now.
Yeah, it's like when they close the old Boston Garden. Nothing would ever replace that, but now I guess it has, for sure, for a lot of reasons, yeah.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, no, that, you know, your gym was a classic for sure, you know, a lot of those schools, I mean, you've been around coaching for a long time. A lot of the schools have changed. I remember, you know, North Reading had a compact gym, and so did Manchester, Essex, and so on. There's a lot of those gyms are all gone now, right, the old ones.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, and you kind of miss them because you don't need a lot of people to get a great environment.
Exactly, right. John, anything else to share with us about Pawtucket basketball this season or anything else, you know, regarding the team?
No, we're just looking forward to Saturday when the brackets come out on Saturday afternoon. So, you know, when you've got 3 days and 3 or 4 days, you don't know who you're playing. You're watching a lot of video teams that you may never see. So that's kind of what we're looking forward to now, find out the brackets, who we're going to play, and get to work.
Oh, I do have one last question. So who's coaching with you? Who's on the sidelines?
I have a great group. I have Bob Beaton, who's been with me since, I think, 2010. Daughter was a player at Haverhill, and Amy, his daughter, also helped coach JV for about 5-6 years. Matt Willis is on the staff. He took Amesbury girls to the Garden about 4 years ago. Coached at Revere. He's a Pawtucket kid, so he's a great addition. And then I have two former players, Stephanie Murray, who was on my first team, and Tori Lane, who was on my first state championship team. And they Torrey coaches JV, and Steph helps with the varsity.
Okay, so now I know where Matt is. That's good to know. I didn't realize that. That's terrific. Hey, and
he's been a big help.
Yeah, I actually do have one last question. So you guys have had some great players. So have you heard from – do you have anyone right now, alums from Pentucket, playing at the college level that you could share a note or two on?
Yeah, we have – I'm trying to think. We have three right now. We have two playing up at St. Joe's where my daughter Kelsey went. And my daughter Kelsey's now an assistant coach up there. So Jelly Hurley and Mackenzie Curry, both from the 2019 state championship team, are up at St. Joe's playing. And Ariel Cleveland, also from that 2019 championship team, is starting at Bridgewater State University. So I think those are the three right now that are currently playing.
Terrific. Well, John, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats on what you've been able to accomplish with the team so far, you and the team accomplishing this so far. And best of luck in the tournament. We'll be following you guys. So thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate the time.
John McNamara, girls basketball coach, Pentucket High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.